News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FBI has an 18-year-old from Idaho under arrest on charges he was planning to attack local churches. Agents say Alexander Mercurio was inspired by the ISIS strike at a Russian concert hall last month. His arrest coming at the last possible minute, says former FBI Special Agent Brad Garrett.
Typically in undercover operations, you let a defendant work all the way up to the moment before he actually wants to launch an attack. And the FBI, apparently through an informant, actually did that.
Today is sentencing day for James and Jennifer Crumbley, parents of the Michigan mass shooter who killed four fellow students at his high school in 2021. Prosecutors are recommending between 10 and 15 years behind bars. The parents charged with involuntary manslaughter for not doing enough to stop the killings. Special Prosecutor Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to make its final decision on absolute immunity for Donald Trump and his election interference case. This is ABC News. Officials in Cambodia are now investigating reports of YouTubers abusing monkeys at the Angkor Wat site. Some have been doused with water, the monkeys anyway, others touched inappropriately there. Tennessee, now the latest state to push ahead with new rules requiring parents to give permission before kids can get a social media account. The state Senate giving its approval to a new bill, says ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Utah have all passed measures requiring parental consent for children to use social media, though Arkansas's version is currently blocked as a federal lawsuit makes its way through court. Georgia sent a proposal to Governor Brian Kemp for his signature or veto last month. The Tennessee Senate approved its version with some changes, so the state House must approve them before it can go to Governor Bill Lee's desk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Several sources tell Reuters that Tesla is scrapping plans for an entry-level vehicle, sometimes dubbed the Model 2. Elon Musk is disputing the story. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden unveiling a new student loan forgiveness plan at a stop in Madison Monday. Up to $20,000 in interest would be canceled for the 25 million Americans who owe more now than they first borrowed.
While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket's becoming much too expensive.
And borrowers who make less than $120,000 a year could have their interest canceled. Governor Evers is vetoing a Republican bill that would have let 14- and 15-year-olds in Wisconsin work without getting a state permit or their parents' permission. The Republican bill was part of a wider push to roll back child labor laws in Wisconsin. Evers says asking more kids to work is not a serious solution to the state's worker shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers come up short. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers were losing 8-0 last night in Cincinnati when Milwaukee second baseman Bryce Turang came to the plate, top of the fifth.
Turang out to right center. Does it have enough to get out of here? Onto the warning track, and it is gone. A home run for Bryce Turang, his first of the season.
Valley Sports Wisconsin. The crew would add another six more runs, but still ended up losing to the Reds 10-8. The Brewers committed four errors, two from Joey Ortiz, who was playing third base, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, we really have played incredible defense up until this point. We didn't have a good night there, and we put ourselves in position to come back. It just wasn't enough.
NBA, the Bucks and the Celtics. Boston has now won eight of their last 10 games. They are the number one seed, 15 games ahead of the second-place Bucks. Milwaukee looking to snap a four-game losing streak at home tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy early on, becoming partly cloudy today. Our high right around 60. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, some in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon, 68 by Thursday. Scattered showers with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
They warned us about people.
Really?
I just love that.
Really?
Oh, God. All right. You know, we're still...
Good morning.
We're sitting here traumatized by the messaging from our program director.
Right. We have no idea what it means.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all we got.
We're going to work on that one.
We know that happened, 20 minutes ago? 26
minutes ago. Yeah, we were talking about polkas at the time, right?
I think. I don't know.
And the tuba, taking it on vacation. And I got to tell you this,
yeah.
and this is almost hard to believe.
What?
I grew up in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And my mom loved Liberace. She watched them all the time. So I had piano lessons, right? Because she wanted a Liberace in the house.
Okay.
And of course, polkas were very popular. And then she thought, John should take accordion lessons. And I took accordion lessons.
Really?
Yes.
Do you still have the accordion?
About 3 months. No. They're very heavy. You don't want to carry those around with you from apartment to apartment.
No.
Yeah.
So mom made you take piano lessons and bought you an accordion and was going to make you into a polka accordionist.
Right. Yeah.
I never understood why back in the day parents thought that accordion was a good instrument for a child
God.
To learn.
Yeah.
Because that's how Weird Al got his start also. His
Have
parents...
you seen the movie?
No, I haven't
oh
yet,
my
but
God.
I've read about it.
It's hilarious.
It's a very
See
good
the
movie.
Weird, I, what's it called? I can't remember,
Weird
but
Al.
It's sort of a
The new biopic with Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. Yes. It's really funny.
Yeah, it turned out to be an actual funny movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Nowadays, when a person drags out the old accordion, everybody's like,
oh,
man,
no.
That's cool.
Oh, really?
Right? Right? I mean,
Sam, you've got an accordion, right?
I do. I can very barely play it. I more so know in theory how to play it, but I don't have the muscle memory down.
Mm. Yeah. Well, you know,
what's
the
big
keyboard seems like that would be the easy part, but then they
right.
have all these tiny little buttons on the other side, which I've never been able to figure out.
Right. You got to know a little bit of music theory for that. It follows the circle of fifths, if you know what that is.
Circle of fifths. So you don't, do you know how to play any songs on the accordion?
Probably Happy Birthday.
Okay.
Well, that's pretty good.
I don't know. I haven't taken it out for a few years.
Well, when we have our salute to polkas on, what's the day?
I think
April?
It's April 21st.
Okay. Because the polka is the Wisconsin song, right? Or the Wisconsin...
It's the official Wisconsin dance.
Okay.
It is.
All right. Well, we got to get some polka music in here and some dancers
All right.
on that day. You can bring your accordion that day, Sam.
Sure, of course.
Play along.
Yes. All right. And then I can think of what it would have been like if I were a polka king myself.
Here in Wisconsin, it could have been a big deal.
It could have been. I could have brought out that accordion every time a party slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, woulda, coulda, shoulda, but didn't.
Well,
oh, well.
You know, my mom was right.
Yeah.
You know, and I laughed and I thought, what, this is crazy.
Being the guy with an accordion at a party is probably better than being like every other guy with a guitar at a party.
Well, there you go.
You are right about that.
Okay.
Having gone through the folk generation, it was just outrageous and boring and horrible. And when these guys brought out the guitar and started doing John Denver songs or their acoustic version of Joe Walsh's Rocky Mountain
Way. Rocky Mountain Way, yeah.
Oh, right. God.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to go away. Just thinking about it. Okay. Right. Is life fair?
No.
Well, you know,
For
so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. It's not equal. I mean, you know,
right?
They don't like this equalization thing,
yeah.
Right? They don't want to bring wages down, up or down or whatever, you know.
Yeah, right.
If you work hard,
it's not fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfair. That's the way it is. You know, that's the way it goes. But all of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, "How fair is it to ask people who did not go to college or paid for college themselves or paid off their loans to pay federal taxes that are used to pay off student loan debt in an election year?"
Okay.
It's not fair. Oh, I'm so sad now.
In reaction to Joe Biden's speech yesterday?
Yeah, the speech he had about, you know, paying off these student loans, finally. You know, if he got his way and the Supreme Court didn't step in and create their own legislation, by the way, we would be forgiving all of these loans.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because this is a festering problem. This is a huge problem. Republicans or MAGAs now let get out of hand. You know, these student loans were just going higher and higher and higher. They never did anything about it. They should have taken care of it. It was a problem that just festered for years after years, ending up to be like $1.3 trillion in student loan debt nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sitting out there, and it stops the middle class from progressing any further than it already has.
Right.
All right? So anyway, that's some of the research. In fact, let me see here. I have another story on this. Where did I put it? Scott Ross was a big participant in this at Wisconsin Now.
Okay.
Wisconsin Right Now or whatever it is. Right. But anyway, he had a lot to do with it. Research has shown that student loan debt hurts all of us by slowing our economy. Families can't buy new cars or homes or save for their children's education. Workers can't save for their retirement. Entrepreneurs aren't able to start the small business that they are the bedrock of new job creation. So all of these things are out there, right?
Yeah, all part of the American dream. You go to school, you go to college, and then you take out a loan, and then you pay off the loan when you get that nice job, and then you can buy a car and a house. But that's all out the window
now. That's all out the window.
Yeah.
And Scott Ross wrote this, formerly of One Wisconsin Now. I remember the organization that he was. So they're still there, by the way. But Scott was a guest on The Devil's Show in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. He might have probably dealt with this because of Biden talking about paying off student loan debt. But he said this, and this is how fair you want to be with the rest of the people in this country. He said, "I had student loan debt for 26 years. I made my final payment on my 44th birthday a decade ago.
26 and years.
Yeah. That I paid 100% of all of it, and I support the president's efforts on canceling student loan debt." See, he paid it off himself, but he's more than willing to help everybody else lose that debt. He's not resentful, and life isn't fair. Okay?
Hey, let's go to the phones.
That's the way it goes.
On the John and Gordy hotline, we've got Mark this morning.
Hi,
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. I think it's a great idea that Joe Biden is putting forward here. But for Scott Walker, Scott Walker was born a twerp. He went to school as a twerp. He was governor as a twerp, and he'll die a twerp. In spite of the fact he leads this Young America's organization, it was just a bunch of little, you know, up-and-coming brown shirts that want to, you know, lead the Republican Revolution.
Yep.
That,
well, the thing
is, leave it there because,
yeah, because, you know, Scott Walker has had been paid by taxpayers all his damn life. You know, he raised an entire family on taxpayer money, and they got free health care from the taxpayers. Damn it, if we can't have health care ourselves. But oh, he got it all, and now life isn't fair. Oh, I love that. But how about this? Derek Van Orden, he chimed in because Biden was talking about paying off student loan debt. Oh, let's listen to what Derek Van Orden has to say. This is cut 46.
Okay.
And he has a certain perspective on all of this. Check it out.
Less than 75% of my congressional district has a four-year degree.
Yeah.
Only 8% of my district has a master's degree or higher.
Okay.
So what Joe Biden is doing to the 3rd Congressional District of the state of Wisconsin is expecting our hardworking blue-collar men and women who decide to go to trade school to pay off the bill of people that have decided to get a four-year degree. And I don't have any issues with higher education at all.
Oh, no.
I don't think that they should have to pay off people's student debt that decided to go to college. It's simply unfair. It's un-American. And as Congressman Stiles said, it's unconstitutional also.
Oh, yeah. Brian Stiles said it was unconstitutional.
Really?
You know, somewhere in the Constitution, I'm not quite sure it dealt with student loan debt. Maybe
yeah,
I'm
looked,
wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where he found that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go by Brian Stiles. He's a clone of Paul Ryan. No one wrote about that, but it's true. They cloned Paul Ryan.
Is that right?
And it's Brian Stiles.
Okay. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, now he's being challenged, so good luck, Brian.
Okay.
Van Orden is sad, you know, that his district doesn't have a lot of college-educated individuals in it.
Okay.
That's why he was elected, by the way. Not saying that they're stupid.
John, I know you went to art school, but was that like a four-year university that you went to?
It was.
Mm-hmm. Gordy, did you ever go to the four-year university?
I made it through about 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Total. Yeah.
This was probably a long time ago for you guys, but how did like the tuition prices compare to like the average cost of living back then to now, if you had to guess?
You could, you know, if you had a couple of part-time jobs and a little help from your parents, you could pay your way all the way through college back then.
Right.
You could take out a little loan if you wanted, but it was easy back then. You could do it. You could make it if you were working in the summertime and saving up your money and maybe a little help from mom and dad. You could pay as you go.
Yeah,
you
know? At the time, it seemed like a lot of money.
It did, but...
But it really wasn't, and you could pay
it off...
It
depends where you're going to
very
school,
very quickly.
Too.
And also, because of the middle class at that time, they were paid really well.
Yeah.
And they could help their children pay for their tuition and pay for their college. My parents paid for my art school.
Mm-hmm.
I only went 2 years.
Yeah.
But, they were willing to pay for that. I was working. I never stopped working, actually, since my paperboy days.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my parents helped pay for it, but I had to work in the summertime, and, you know, they weren't going to just let me goof off all summer. You know, you had to pay into your tuition.
But, one thing to keep in mind, that the people who pay the most in taxes are the wealthy people paying taxes. It's not the poor schmo-go, you know, that's sitting there working hard, you know, not making ends meet. It's not that guy that's paying a lot of taxes, paying for these student loan debts being forgiven. It's the wealthy people who are actually, their money is going toward paying off the student loan debt, and it's paying forward, basically. It's helping other people move up.
That's it. It is 7:18.
Damn right. That's it.
By the way, tomorrow we'll be at Short Stack Eatery. Just down the street here, 301 West Johnson. We invite you to join us. Coming up, hey, the Trump Republicans, the MAGAs, say climate change is the greatest hoax. Yeah, they're still doing that.
And Eric Hovde, more of our comedian Senate candidate.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show, as usual, broadcasting from State Street.
It's bright, beautiful sunshine out there today. Highs in the upper 50s. Going to be gorgeous today.
If only we had an eclipse today.
One eclipse, every 20 or 30 years.
I'm kind of into this thing. We should have one every day.
John just wants to live his life in shadow.
Hey, there you go. Ooh, dramatic.
Very like mysterious.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, climate change, mega friend in Milwaukee, I haven't heard from him in a long time. I think he's angry with me.
You think?
but it's been a vacation for me. Okay. Anyway, he quotes the common phrase, it's the greatest hoax.
Really?
Ever played on mankind, climate change. And,
what's he based that on?
It's a cliche they love to say over and over again. And they feel good saying it.
Keeps watching Fox.
Yeah. And keeps paying the money for climate disasters.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to get that, right? Yeah. The mudslides, the flooding.
Yeah, the ice caps melting. The oceans are rising. Temperature of the earth is continuing to climb.
More taxpayer money paying for, fixing up city property because of the damage from climate change. But it doesn't matter to them. They don't relate at all to any of that. So now American Family Fields' publicly funded property insurance premium is going up, way up, because of climate change. They have to pay $275,000 more on their premium that they already pay $515,000 for because of flood insurance.
At American Family Field? Really?
Yeah, American Family Field. Now, I didn't even know this. Ann didn't know this. FM Global, Johnston, Rhode Island-based company that insures Major League Baseball stadiums, has focused on potential flood damage since the ballpark flooded in 2009.
What?
June 2009. I don't remember that.
2009. Yeah. All right.
And that's why they have to pay higher prices in flood insurance because of climate change.
There you go.
That my friend, Mega Friend, says doesn't really exist. So we're just going to keep paying more taxpayer dollars toward that where we could spend it on something else. But no, let's ignore it because it's a cliche they love to say over and over.
It's a hoax.
Okay, let's go to the phone. Dick, thanks for giving us a call this morning.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead, Dick.
Good morning. Yeah, real quickly, 2009, too, was, I think, the year when Lake Delton just evacuated during all that rain we had.
Oh, yeah.
All those houses were swept away.
Right. But can I go back to the student thing just for a second?
Sure.
The amount that the state kicks in towards, the colleges around the state, too, has dropped dramatically since our day. My day would have been like about 74, 5.
Mm-hmm.
And who's behind that? Scott Walker and all kinds of other Republicans in the state. Let's slash and burn everything about, higher education, tuition.
Right.
And then stand back and go, well, why is tuition so high?
Right, exactly.
No brainer.
Yeah. Well, they always blamed that on the UW. And when they had that special fund that they were putting money aside for building construction and improving, you know, the university, Republicans didn't like that huge fund that they were putting aside for that. In fact, half of it or more than half of it was already spent or planned to be spent. So it wasn't like it all that money was just sitting there just collecting dust and they were raising tuition on everybody unfairly. It was, you know, to help maintain the UW, which the Republicans don't understand at all. And so they penalize the UW. And I remember this the other day, you know, with Biden here out at Madison College. Mm-hmm. The thing here is when Obama appeared on campus in the Library Mall, they closed down some of the classes, the buildings that surrounded that gathering.
Sure.
They closed those classes down. And the Republicans at that time were so angry, so infuriated. What, you interrupted people's education? They penalized the UW for that, for closing down some of the classes during the presidential appearance on our campus.
Isn't that nuts?
That's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well,
Back to the federal funding side of things. We have a text here. It isn't fair that my hard-earned tax dollars go to this bloated military apparatus. They fail every single audit and kill or injure our young people. It's simply not fair. Tom from Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
Mm, yes, right.
That is so true. I remember way back in 60 Minutes, many, many decades ago, they had a whistleblower, and he had done audits for the military, and they had trillions of dollars of money that they didn't know where it went.
Right.
They had no clue whatsoever, and it's in the trillions.
Yeah.
And they decided to just, let it go. If they couldn't find it, well, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And they just kept going and going, and I think his name was Spivak. But I'm not quite sure. Anyway, he turned them in, and after that, the story just faded away, and we continue to spend more money, put more money into the military, and they can't keep track of the money, where it's going, and it just continues on and on and on.
Well, we spend more money on the military than the next, I think, something like 20 countries underneath their military spending. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how much money goes there. And you're right. It's all undercover. We don't know how much they really spend.
They don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know where the money goes.
Yeah, they can't track it.
So that's the crazy part. Yeah. And we kind of tucked that story away, you know, maybe 30, 40 years ago. But it's out there, and you should definitely check it out. 60 Minutes, and I believe the guy's name is Spivak. He was an officer there, and he tried to tell everybody and warn everybody that they lost a lot of money. They didn't care.
They couldn't track it. They don't know where it went.
Since they couldn't track it, they said,
shrug
their shoulders and move on. That's it.
That's what they do.
So now we have, we have a crazy guy, Eric Hovde.
Yeah,
man, I don't think we have time for any of this.
All right.
Because maybe in the next break we can get to this, because this is, this hit the fan, and the devil's talked about it, and we're going to talk about it here because, you know, he's talking about people in nursery homes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And they only have 4 or 5 months to live.
Sure.
It's so frustrating to even listen to any possible mega candidate out there trying to get our attention. Mm-hmm. And when they say absolutely stupid things, just really dumb things. For years, we've been putting up with Ron Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, could we just keep it? Could we just narrow it down to Ron Johnson? Now we have another guy, another billionaire, by the way, who was given all this money from his father. He inherited the money, just like Ron Johnson married into money.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, of course, was inherited into money as well. All these people think they know more.
Yeah.
Elon Musk also inherited money.
Of course. Yeah.
So they all know more.
Yeah.
And they're spending their money like crazy.
They're in the money club.
And they think they know more.
Yeah.
And now, you know, this Hovde's telling us that people who go into nursing homes only live 4 to 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to get into that.
Hold that thought. We want to remind you, tomorrow we'll be at Short Stack Eatery on 301 West Johnson. We want you to join us if you'd like, 6 to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We don't bite.
Get back with that Humpty story.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Regardless of your age or background, the opportunity for summer camps, it's still out there. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. And now is the time to get your kids signed up. Details on the way.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
4-H camps across the state of Wisconsin give young people an opportunity to not only be away from mom and dad for a little while, but also network with other young people they otherwise wouldn't meet. Marie Witzel, who is the Dodge County 4-H Extension agent, says it also gives them an opportunity to learn some new skills they might not otherwise be exposed to.
Though the basic things are still the same. We try to create that sense of belonging and kids all getting together and doing something together and working as a team and maybe mastering some skills, trying some new things that they haven't done. One of the things that has been pretty popular in my county in particular recently has been archery. And so that's one of the things that we also offer at our summer camp. And even at our state 4-H camp, they offer archery a lot. And so kids maybe never have tried that before, but it's a chance to try it and then say,
That's Marie Witzel. She is the Dodge County 4-H Extension Specialist, and she's encouraging parents and 4-Hers to investigate their 4-H summer camp opportunities today. Best way to start? Check in at your county extension office.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau helps our organization advocate for agriculture by putting us at the table with the right individuals. I've heard a lot of times that if you're not at the table, you're on the menu when it comes to ag policy. We need people to help us make the right connections, get in front of the right people and policymakers that are affecting decisions that impact agriculture.
WFBF.com.
You should look them up.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
And Wisconsin farmers and gardeners are still keeping their fingers crossed we'll pick up a little bit more moisture. The latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service shows statewide 62% of our topsoil has adequate soil moistures. The subsoil moisture, 59% adequate across the state. As of Sunday, 4% of our oats were in the ground, and about 5% of our spring tillage was already complete. The winter wheat conditions, 61% of that crop currently rated good. There's your quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy early on, becoming partly cloudy today. Our high right around 60. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 39. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, a few more clouds in the afternoon, 68 by Thursday. Scattered showers with a high of 59. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts. Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
There's nothing better than the Vila Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
From the Civic Media Mothership, it's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminator, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, a beautiful day in Madison. We're at 50 degrees, highs in the upper 50s today. Great sunshine. No eclipses in the forecast for today.
We should have one, though. I'm used to them.
An eclipse a day keeps the doctor away.
That was a lot of fun and very exciting. You know,
yeah?
On this show, I was not a big fan of this. I thought this is crazy talk.
Yeah, I know.
People are taking vacations.
All oversold,
right?
Yeah.
It was way oversold.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, suddenly.
Yeah, it hit you.
It hit me that morning, yesterday morning.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, and well, especially when I realized that I could wear glasses.
Yeah.
Special glasses, you know. Give me the 3D glasses any day of the week. If you've got, like, eclipse glasses, I'll take it.
Yeah. It was cloudy where I was when it was happening, so I looked outside.
It was cloudy anywhere in Wisconsin.
Well, over the bluffs of Baraboo, you get some cloud cover sometimes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep, the
clouds
precipitation.
And fog. Yeah. So I kind of looked outside for a couple of minutes, and I was like, yeah, okay, no big deal. Clouds got a little dark.
So you were disappointed,
for a
minute. Right?
I was. But I was watching all the coverage on CNN and NBC. Yeah, they had all their local reporters. It was great on NBC.
Yeah.
They threw the local reporters in with the national reporters. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun. I saw a couple of reporters that I knew in Indiana. I was like, oh, yeah, that guy wants to get on the network, so he's there. I knew this one guy. I don't want to say his name, but anyway, he was in Indianapolis. And he's real. He wanted the camera time. I could tell to try to get on the national stuff, you know. Yeah, so there he was. And then talking about, there's a big crowd here. He was at the Indianapolis 500, the Speedway.
That's
right.
They had
tons of people there, and Lester Holt was there. So that was, the guy that I know was there, and I'm sure he was there to kiss up to Lester Holt. with the NBC
pretty
guys.
Sad.
It was. It's television.
God.
Yeah, anyway.
And it was an amazing thing is all the interviews that they did prior to the eclipse.
Yeah.
I thought it was just humorous.
Yeah.
Everybody described it the same way in different ways over and over and over again. Oh, it was the most exciting thing our family's ever tried to do.
Yeah.
And how many ways could you say it? And they did. They said it in many different ways.
Well, it was pretty dramatic in some places, though. You know, you could tell the crowd started oohing and aahing, and they could tell it was about to happen.
Yeah.
It was really, it was pretty exciting.
And some of the graphics that they created in regards to that, right?
Yeah.
They posted them on Twitter X, and they showed the movement of the moon and the sun and the eclipse stages. It was very cool.
Fun stuff.
And one, somebody took a video from an airplane window.
Oh, yeah.
They showed that one.
And they were showing one live. I can't remember if it was from Texas or somewhere, Missouri. And they had a close-up of the eclipse. And then a plane flew right through it live. It was perfect.
Cool.
It was happening live. And so, they couldn't have planned it any better. Whoever was flying that plane got some great airtime there.
Great stuff.
Okay. All right. Hey, by the way, the Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds today at 5:05. You can listen to it on WRCE in Richland Center, also WRJN in Racine and in Kenosha at 98.1. Also, if you're going up to Oshkosh, Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, they've got the game. And also 98Q in Park Falls.
All right. Brewers are hot. They're hot.
Yeah, they're doing all right.
All right, let's get to Eric Hovde, the Senate candidate comedian. And he is out there again, just spouting crazy things, expecting, I don't know, a laugh or something?
He's trying to get, you know, he's trying to get noticed.
He's suggesting that nursing home residents are too close to death to vote.
Really?
Because he would know how? You know, I don't know. It just made it up. What? All right, let's listen to Eric Hupti's comment. Oh, by the way, he says something prior to his comments about nursing homes here, and I want to also talk about that. Let's listen to
this. Were there issues? Yes. But we've got to move past that. We've got to get confidence in our election process. I'm really happy that the referendum's passed because that's just a step in that process.
What were the issues that you're talking about?
Well, there's many of them, Dan, if you want to talk about them. Zuckerbucks was a very concern. And if a big conservative Republican came into the state and was targeting conservative areas to push out the vote, let me tell you, liberals would be outraged by that, number one.
Well, actually, that didn't happen. They weren't asking Democrats to come out, and that money went all over the state to red areas as well, unless they were pushing Republicans to come out and vote. Mm-hmm. I guess we don't want to ask people to come out to vote, do we? Apparently. I don't know.
No, they want to keep suppressed. Yeah, voter suppression.
They don't want to ask people to go out and vote. That's ridiculous. What a silliness. Okay, let's continue with this track.
Outraged by that, number one. Number two, you look at the nursing homes. Look, I do lending into the nursing home community, or used to. The average life expectancy in a nursing home is 4 to 5 months.
What?
How can you have, Racine County Sheriff finding 100% of the people voting? And by the way, elderly parents are dying saying, who voted for my parent? Who did that? That's a legitimate question.
No, it isn't.
You had ballot.
That really isn't an illegitimate question. You can say it is, but it isn't. Because are there any charges, by the way, that sheriff leveled on anybody? Anybody convicted?
I don't anybody think so. I've never heard about anything like that.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it either. You know, I guess, maybe he's wrong.
Making it up?
Yeah, he's just making it up. Here's a fact, okay? I mean, only 5 to 6 month life expectancy? Really?
Once you go into a nursing home?
I looked it up. Once you're in a nursing home, about half of residents stay for at least a year, while 21% live there for almost 5 years, and that's according to Health in Aging Foundation.
Okay. Right,
so they should know. They did the research on this stuff, not Hovde, who doesn't research anything. He just kind of repeats what he hears from people. Maybe that's why he doesn't invest in nursing homes anymore, because they only live 4 to 5 months. That's not a good investment.
No.
Unbelievable. This guy is just, again.
And what they're implying, there is that they can't vote. They shouldn't be voting because they're
just not worth it.
They're not worth it, or they
don't
have.
They're not going to live long enough.
Intellectually, maybe they're not there anymore. Somebody's voting for them. Really?
Right.
That doesn't happen.
Just ridiculous. Yeah. Well, maybe, the family of those individuals weren't there to help their loved one vote. And somebody had to help him at the nursing home.
Yeah.
To vote.
Get to the voting place.
You have something, Sam?
I wanted to jump in here. Even for people who don't live long past an election, or even maybe pass away before an election, if they absentee vote beforehand, they should still have the right to vote. My grandpa, my dad's dad, he passed away less than a week before the 2012 election. But he submitted an absentee vote beforehand, and he was like completely sound mentally. He wasn't like senile and really old or anything. And even these people who have been in a nursing home for years, they shouldn't be restricting their right to vote because they're still American citizens. They should still have all the same rights and freedoms as everyone else, even if they're old and incapable of physically doing certain things that they used to be able to do.
They have so much experience, life experience, and we just can't, discount all of that just because they're old and they need help. It's not a time and we should abandon them or what they've contributed in their lifetime.
We have an interesting text here, and it's a little lengthy. I'm going to try and go through it here. But rich people, here it says, rich people are especially susceptible to the Dunning-Kruger effect. When you have more, you start to think that you know more. Tech bosses are even worse in this respect because they're smart in a narrow field. They begin to think they know everything. And so when you're rich and a tech bro, you have to try very hard to fight the feeling that you know more than experts in their field. And that's how you get guys like Hovde, who never held an office, suddenly thinking that they're qualified to be a senator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've got guys like Hovde, Trump, Johnson, mm-hmm. Ron Johnson, Elon Musk, again, mentioned that earlier, that these are, you know, billionaires inherited their stuff. They think they know everything now.
Yeah.
And that they have control. If anything, these are not good examples of Ayn Rand followers. You know, Ayn Rand are self-made people.
Right.
None of these individuals are self-made.
They don't have the common sense of having to work for a living.
Apparently.
And being out in, you know, public and working alongside other people.
Right.
Yeah, that's missing. Missing in action.
A lot.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. This was an interesting post, and this was a purposeful thing that was done by the chair of Dane Republicans, Brandon Malley.
Okay.
He tweeted this, and this was just outrageous. He tweeted a picture of the mall.
Okay.
The university
student mall.
Student mall.
Right.
And he posted this picture, and this is what he said. Hamassholes.
What?
Hamassholes.
Okay.
Combine two words.
Okay. I got it. Sorry.
Hamassholes out in full force at UW-Madison today protesting Biden. Huge fracture in the Democratic coalition. And it was just an aerial photo of a large student body out there. And the Daily Cardinal editor corrected this MAGA idiot by saying, this is a photo of students and community members viewing the solar eclipse today at the UW-Madison Library Mall. Not an anti-Biden protest. Can you believe this? Really, seriously, you just make up things about pictures.
Lord.
Oh, should almost, you know, something. Be a pastime for these people now. My God.
That's wild.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
All right. So what do you do? You know, when you have... You know, pictures, you can make up anything you want.
I guess.
You can create a caption for any kind of picture that you feel like you want to.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
It just blows my mind how people, like, will read something like that and just completely believe it. Like, they'll just take it being spoon-fed all of this absolutely ridiculous stuff. Like, late last night, I was listening to the AM radio, and I don't know where the station I was listening to was coming from because it was late at night, but... It was some conservative talk station. I don't know who the host was, but he took a caller from Arizona, and they were talking about the eclipse. And this guy was just going on and on about conspiracy theories about the eclipse and how he didn't think that it was actually caused by the sun and the moon. He thought that the eclipse was caused by chemicals that the government was pumping into the sky that just like somehow collected around the sun.
Like the chemtrails?
Yeah, exactly.
And he just like completely believed it. Like, where do people even get this stuff from?
That's the problem with the internet. Anybody can throw anything on there on any platform and people buy it. Yeah. You know,
I know it's
wacky theories are just, there's no control anymore.
And all of that, of course, you know, is probably pumped up on right-wing media. Who knows what Vicky McKenna was talking about, and I hope she did get my invitation. I didn't mail it exactly, but I've been talking about it, and you know, if we get together again and create a reunion of Upfront, that was the name of our program at the time.
Okay.
We were partners.
I think that would be great. You know,
sharp
who knows?
Kids.
She might show up at Short Stack Eatery
you
tomorrow.
Think so?
You know,
that's a possibility.
6 to 8 a.m. And she doesn't work till later in the day.
She has this big heart. You know, she comes
across. We'll buy her a cup of coffee.
Very, very cruel. She comes across very cruel. But she has this big heart that no one knows about.
I think she's softened over the years.
And it's hidden away. And I think it's about time to let that heart just expand and grow and get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Okay.
Right, Vicky?
Okay. I think you're overdue for a reunion. You just, you know, a lot of time has passed. You could sit down, just, you know, have a nice conversation.
So?
Yeah.
I won't even ask for a cigarette this time because I gave up other people's.
Did you used to smoke when you worked with Vicky McKenna?
Oh,
really?
Please, every once in a while, the tension would be so much that I'd have to have a cigarette.
You have to go outside and have a ciggy?
Yes, well, she
no
was. You know, she's got,
was
you
she
know,
a smoker?
Well, yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
I think she had Diet Pepsi's. She was an addict to Diet Pepsi. But I'm sure she's taking care of that problem
We're
as well.
We're coming back with leftovers.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Terrific, if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Wow.
Leftovers.
Did you know that March broke the heat record for the 10th month in a row?
Yeah, isn't that something? Hey, there's no climate change. There's no climate crisis.
Ignore that.
10th month in a row that the Earth was hot and broke a record.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. You know, sometimes I've been accused of playing a little bit too much Trump here.
You? Really?
You know, we...
we're not going to go there. You have more on Trump today?
I do. I have more, because he was...
always have. It's a never-ending supply.
He's saying that people are killing babies after they're born. I don't know. Just make this stuff up. But I have a little clip here from Juliette Jeske.
Really?
And she's part of Decoding Fox News. And she had this little bit on Twitter X I thought you'd enjoy.
Okay.
All right, let's deal with
it. It's Trump without Trump. You won't have to listen to his voice. I'm going to do this for people who tell me pretty much every day that you cannot stand to listen to this man's voice. I think it's important that you need to hear what he had to say today on April 8th, 2024. This is his statement about abortion. Here we go. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable. And almost everyone agrees with that. Those are Trump's words. That is not accurate. That has never been the law of the land, and absolutely no one in the United States is pushing for that. What Trump just described is infanticide, which would be illegal. It is considered murder.
So there you go.
All right.
And knowing that, of course, if he is elected president, he will say, look, this is my first promise. I did it.
Yeah.
But it's already a law. He likes to take credit. He takes credit for everything that's been done before, like Obama's economy. You know, it was a slow growth economy because he didn't have enough money to inject into the economy to really make it go a lot quicker like it did after COVID. But it was a slow economy, and it just kept growing and growing and growing. And Trump latched onto it, and he said, hey, it's me. It's because of me.
Yeah. Well,
and then the Trump tax cuts did not bump the economy up at all. It just kept growing slowly as it always did. So anyway, now we're, making sure that we're not executing babies once they're born.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. That's great to have somebody on the watch, you know, making sure we don't do that stuff.
By the way, did you know that Mike Pence made a statement yesterday? He's coming out of the woodwork again. You know, Mike Pence, who was there all along, all the way through the Trump presidency.
Yeah.
And now, of course, he's kind of turned a little bit. These Republicans, these Johnny-come-lately yes. Republicans that have seen the light now.
Right.
Yeah.
They called us crazy, right, for saying all this stuff originally.
Pence calls Trump's abortion, you know, the big abortion statement that Trump made yesterday, that it's all up to the states, basically. Mike Pence said that's a slap in the face. That's what that was his statement. It's a slap in the face.
Unbelievable.
You know, thank you, Mike, for chirping in now, all these years later.
The idea here is... It's not equal then. You know, we're in a state where you don't have the right, and then there's another state where you do have the right, and it doesn't seem equal across the United States because it is called the United States.
Right. Mm-hmm. We're looking at a text that came in.
Should we check that out?
We've got time. Good morning. I had a conversation with an older 80-ish woman this past weekend. She had a pretty inaccurate view of current events. She wouldn't tell me where she was getting her information from, but it was a bit of exasperation when she told me I needed to watch Flashpoint on the Victory Network.
Wow.
Are you familiar with that one? I don't know. To find out what God had planned for us.
Yes, the Victory Network, a religious network.
Okay, I looked up information on the show. Wasn't surprised to see that the host was proudly saying that he had an agenda as a Christo-fascist.
Yep.
Okay. I would be interested to hear John and Gordy here have a discussion about our older population and the ways they are being manipulated. And that's from Pete. Thank you for that comment.
Winnicani.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Very good point. And by the way, the Victory Network, I was watching a few things from that. It's crazy. I think we actually featured a few clips from that show.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with the Victory Network.
Well, it's Christian nationalism.
Okay.
And that's what they're pushing.
That's probably why I haven't watched
it. Very definitely.
Yeah.
Can we scroll up on the page there? I had another thing here.
Getting a lot of last-minute texts here.
Too bad we don't have ice floes to push our elderly out to handle those unproductive ones. Surprise, porn mustache Eric Hovde hasn't proposed that to handle the elder vote.
Put him up on an ice floe and
yes,
let him float
ice
away.
Oh yeah.
Well, he'll you know.
Oh, you know.
Maybe he'll consider that. Yeah. Oh boy. Okay.
I'm
exhausted.
And also, somebody also noticed wasn't the Racine County Sheriff's comments part of disgraced former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman's phony report? I think it was.
Okay.
And of course, you know, it's so humorous to hear Robin Voss just rip into Gableman, saying he should be barred from his law license
right.
and everything else. I mean, when he didn't acknowledge the fact that this was a Supreme Court justice they relied on
right.
in order to get everything passed that they wanted to, all the challenges passed that they had before the Supreme Court and the Republican justices that kowtowed to our state legislature.
Yeah,
it's just an amazing thing. Now Gableman's a bad guy.
Mm.
But back then when we were saying this is a very, very partisan Supreme Court, oh, no, you're just crazy. You're just liberal. Well, thank you. Okay. We were proven right again.
Hey, we are almost out of time for today's show. Today's production coming to a close here shortly. But we do want to remind you that we will be at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow from 6 to 8 a.m. as we are each and every Wednesday. Always love seeing you. If you would love to stop by, we'd love to have you.
Oh, we'd love to have you.
Give you a cup of coffee.
Big hug.
Yeah.
Oh, we are huggers here.
We're waiting for, Vicki McKenna may stop by.
Yes.
We haven't heard back from her.
Big hug for Vicki McKenna.
Maybe John Urban will join her. You know, he'd like to stop by. And John Urbanbach has mentioned it once or twice.
I think John Charman.
He did not get you fired.
I didn't know that.
You made that up. All right. But we'd love to see you, Short Stack Eatery, tomorrow morning at 301 West Johnson Street.
Gordy in the morning.
Yeah. We hope you have a great day. So long.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Your home for the day.
Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Norfolk Southern Railroad has agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit settlement related to the fiery